This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I truly want you to be part of the conversation. I really do. You know, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and trying to win a flag. Look, don't give up. Some of you do give up, and I get a kick out of it. I mean, some of you miss, like, by one. Like, I'll see you send two or three emails, and then you stop. You know? And not that I want to read through all the emails. That's not my point. My point is you're just so close. That's usually how it happens for most people. They're, like, right there, ready to break, and they just stop, and they lose by one. Anyway, so the other night I asked you guys to call, I mean to email, I'm sorry, and I kept saying, look, the 35th email I get to joe@therealside.com could win the flag. And it's always a kick. I can always tell when there's a break because then you start going like crazy. Now, look, if you're in your car and you're complaining, look, I'm not behind a computer and I can't this and I can't that. The app that we have, the Apple app, the Android app, or what have you, right in there, you can dump a link. You know, you can email me directly from the app. So you could put, give me a flag. That's it. Just the one line, and just keep it. Send me an email. Anyway, so the winner of the flag from last night is Jules Silva, and so Jules. Send me, and I'll know if it's you, so don't just somebody else send me an address. Jules, send me your address. Here, I'll actually reply to you right now. Send me your address, we'll send you a flag, but here's the deal. When you get it, you got to open it, you got to take a picture of you with it, and send it to me. And we're going to put it up on the website or wherever, and I'll give another flag away beginning of next week. So don't forget. I mean, they're beautiful flags. You've heard me talk about it. It's like I'm having a love fest with a flag, but I'm not. It's just nice to see good solid work done here in America, in the good old U.S. of A. You know what I mean? And we should be supporting that. We should be making sure that some of these companies go out of their way to make the product. Because some of you. One in particular, you know who you are, and I'm not beating on you. You did the right thing. Our coffee cups are made out of the country. So we're looking to have them made here in America, but it bumps the price up. Unless I buy, like, you know, $50,000 a clip, and guess what? I'm not going to. So, you know, we can buy them, and they go up $5-6 a cup. So if you're willing to pay for it, I'm willing to do it. And I do have them printed. Even when the actual cup comes from somewhere else, we have them printed and boxed and shipped here in America. But other than that, yeah, too much money. So we saw this tweet the other night. It said, it's now Obamagate as well as Hillarygate and DNCgate and FBIgate, DOJgate and Lynchgate and Comeygate and McCabe Gate and Steele Gate and FISA Gate. It's no longer really the Steele dossier, or I'm sorry, dossier. It's the Hillary dossier. I mean, really, at this point, and you know what? Somebody said to me, boy, I bet you the Democrats are kicking themselves now. No, no, they're not. Because they don't, first of all, they still can't figure out this is their deal. I mean, think about everything that was being done. Whether you're an Obama person or not, or a hardcore Democrat, no matter what or not, I want you to think about this. Where is all this information actually pointing back to? Somebody asked me today, said, so, you know, we need to impeach Trump. I go, really? On what? All the stuff that your people got away with? On what? Give me the exact charge and the proof behind it for impeachment. Can't do it because it's all emotional. It's all 100% emotional, and that's all the yelling is about. When they see you in the street, they start yelling at you. It's all about emotion. Where's the truth? Where's the proof? That's what they'd be asking us for. That's what they asked us for 7 years or 8 years. Every time we screamed about something that Obama did, it's where's the proof? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I wrote a piece about what's gone down. Some of you, I realized, as I was talking to some people, don't really know what Watergate is. Now, you know it because you've kind of read about it through history, but you really don't know what it was. And I could oversimplify, as I will for a second here before I get into the story, but I could oversimplify with you is this. We had a president that had to resign over covering up wiretapping, you following me, at a DNC headquarters to find out how they were going to run against him in the next election. So, just so we're clear, he was impeached or was going to be impeached and ended up resigning for covering up the wiretapping of the DNC headquarters. Didn't rig an election, so to speak. Didn't rob a bank. I mean, didn't do anything. No collusion with Russia. And many of you, you don't even know what Watergate is. Because you weren't even, well, you were probably still in diapers when it happened. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft or fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the Precious Metals Company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What? 1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. No, I'm not singing any of that. I was talking to Xander Gibb today, and he said they're always asking him to sing a song. Yeah, don't bother. Not going to happen. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, because I really do appreciate the time that you interact with me. Just not just tell me great job or bad job or whatever it is that you're doing, but, you know, give me some insight. Give me a reason why I'm doing a bad job. Give me a reason why I'm doing a good job. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, some of you do. So if you're doing that, you know, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to other people. So I do appreciate the time that you are spending on that being involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And, you know, we have Patreon up there. And what Patreon is a way for you to help support the show. You got to get up a cup of coffee or something along those lines. But at least, you know, you'll be, again, you give up a cup of coffee, right? And you could support the show at that little bit a month. The reason I don't want to give you a price is because, you know, if you go to the corner coffee shop, I think it's like $1.25. And you can't, I know you don't drink coffee. So you're, you know, pretty useless in that area. Anyway, let me get to it. So some of you might be old enough or not old enough to remember Watergate. And, you know, and looking at what's going on and really boiling down what's happening with Hillary's email, with the FBI, with the DOJ, you know, how they handled President Obama. I mean, seriously, and I said it, go back and listen to the shows. I said, they're running this like a Chicago thuggery ring. And many, many may not know who or what Watergate was all about. You just go look it up. And don't read it off a Huffington Post. Don't read it off of a far left leaning site. Don't do that because it's useless. Right? But in short order, Richard Nixon had been labeled the biggest crook and most corrupt president in history because of Watergate until now. But only if we really can get the investigation, only if our friend, the AG, you know, I have a hard time with these guys. They're just so, Sessions, but they're just so irritating. Because they know what the job is. See, this is why I think Trey Gowdy, Rudy Giuliani, I mean, probably a Cruz could have taken this job and mopped up. Truly drained the swamp, cleaned the drain, put a trap in it for future use. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff. Now, Nixon was involved in and tried to cover up a break in the Democratic National Committee headquarters at Watergate in D.C. It's a big complex. Nixon was well known for being paranoid for trying to undermine anyone he suspected of being an enemy. He must have got that from the mafia books he read. Now, Nixon, like Trump, first of all, was not a well-liked president. Let's start off there. He always looked nervous, and, you know, they always said he had beady little eyes. He just wasn't a happy-looking little fella, you know? Looked a little bit like a modern-day troll. But Nixon, like Trump, was being undermined by the Democratic operatives who were stealing information and leaking it to the media. Now, Nixon had a group of men known as the White House Plumbers. Get it? Draining the swamp? But his group was called the White House Plumbers. His only job was stopping White House leaks. You know, Trump could have taken a note from him for sure. Now, the plumbers included people like ex-CIA officer E. Howard Hunt, ex-FBI official G. Gordon Liddy, among others. The plumbers were eventually called on to perform other tasks for Nixon outside of the White House. They were to break at one point. Now, I don't know. Nobody ever really knows whether Nixon told them to do this directly or it was worked out as a bigger. Remember, the president of Democrat or Republican is usually the head of his party. So it's presumed that he told them to break into the DNC headquarters, wiretap their phones, copy some campaign strategy documents. Right? Sounds like really bad stuff. I mean, he had no right to break in there, but I'm trying to say, think about what we're talking about here, you know, spy stuff, right? Now, the men were caught, and in the subsequent months, Nixon attempted to cover up his involvement. And that's what took him down, the cover-up. Because up to that point, right, if he hadn't covered up, there were a lot of other things he could have done to make this thing either go away, play out, and just deal with it. Nixon was pushing his men to lie and do whatever it took to make sure he wasn't connected anyway. He also went as far as to erase tapes, destroy notes, anything that may have tied him to the group. So to sum it up, in the end, Nixon had to resign for lying. Then he attempted to cover up the lie and the crime. Right? And for all intents and purposes, he simply was wiretapping the DNC. Child's play compared to what the Obama administration, I mean, they have the market cornered on going after your opponent, right? The sad part, though, is Nixon had a major role to play in domestic and foreign policy, tranquility, peace, whatever you want to call it. And he's going to go down in history for being the biggest, well, maybe not. But think about this. Nixon ended the draft. The thing that everybody hated, he ended the draft. He founded the EPA. You libs should be so excited about that. He appointed four conservative Supreme Court justices. He gave $100 million to start the National Cancer Research Center. It is amazing that one thing takes them all down, yet you people on the left, hardcore left, nothing takes your people down. Nothing. They are always gods, and that's the only thing that bothers me. You have bad people on your side. We do, too. On this show, with you, you know, if you're a new listener, you'll hear it. If you're an old-time listener, you know it. I'm an equal opportunity offender. I'll beat on both sides of the aisle. He oversaw aggressively desegregation of Southern schools. Yes, Nixon, the old white rich Republican, helped to desegregate Southern schools. What happened to JFK? What happened to LBJ? How come they didn't do that? We'll get more on Richard Nixon and Watergate and how they're similar in just a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back.
From the USA standing next to me.
Yes, from the USA. I can do that low voice at like 6:30 in the morning. You may not be able to understand it, but I can do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head up to the website. If you want to know what station we're on, you can find it there on the website, as well as our Android and Apple applications. Well, they're called apps, excuse me. I want to sound hip. You don't use hip anymore, though, right? What was the cool? In the know?
You think I'm in the know? Really?
I'm trying here. You know, I'm trying not to look like the old white guy, but that's not working out well. I'm just going to shut up all in my head. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Click on Patreon. You'll see it up there. You can become part of my politically incorrect posse. Where you can throw a few bucks at us, help us out, buy me more coffee. Oh, you know what? I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate how you support the show. Look, you heard Corey Duncan talking earlier. They are coming at a lot of the conservatives. Now, part of my theory, and I'm not going to get into it because I want to finish this Watergate piece, is that going after the smaller ones, because they're going to be easier to take out fast, okay? And nobody starts off with 3 million viewers or listeners, right? You start off small, regional, and you grow, and you grow, and you grow, and you grow, and you grow. So it's easy to take out the low-hanging fruit. I'm sure there's a whole team trying to take out the whole low-hanging fruit, right? And then you got us, the kind of the mid-range. I don't have 27 million listeners, but I got enough to cause them pause. So they give us a little heartburn, but it's harder. They can make life easy for us, miserable for us, pretty easily, but it's harder just to shut us down. And the biggies, they just stay away. Even though they go at, they have a harder time shutting down the Rush Limbaughs of the world. So the little guys like myself do need your support. We do need your help. That's all I'm trying to say here. So we've been talking about Watergate Part 2. And the reason I call it Watergate Part 2 is because, remember, Nixon, basically, the only two things
what he was called on the carpet for was wiretapping the DNC,
or trying to anyway,
to find out what their plans were. Not to get dirt on them, but to find out what their plans were against him. And then lying about it when they got caught. That was his sins. Look at what we have here. We have people lying about it, putting fake information together, right? I mean, presenting fake information to a FISA judge to get warrants to wiretap phones. And they knew it was fake when they had it. And then you go down the list of wins for both of these guys, Nixon and Obama. Nixon's got 80% more wins than Obama has. And some of his major wins were in the areas of foreign policy, where we needed the most amount of help. Again, as I said earlier, in case you tuned in too late, he ended the draft. He founded the EPA. He appointed 4 conservative judges to the Supreme Court. He gave 100, not of his own money, he allocated, how's that? $100 million to start the National Cancer Research Center. For those of you who have cancer, it kicked up in a higher gear, or if you survived cancer, it kicked in a higher gear because of an old white Republican president. That nasty, nasty man. Who wants your grandmother to die because they don't want to have health care? He oversaw an aggressive desegregation of Southern schools, the key word being aggressive. It wasn't, we'll see what happens. It was get down there and clean it up. He signed off on Title IX sports on college campuses. That was the one that ensured women and men have fair and equal access. Yes, an old white Republican president. He advocated to lower the voting age. I think that was a bad move. He allocated more money for the FBI to fight organized crime. Ooh. And he became the first president to give Native Americans the right to self-identify, return sacred tribal lands to them, and stopped forced assimilation. All these things were done by Richard Nixon and more. But you never hear about those. You'll never hear. Look, I'm not a big Nixon fan. Don't get me wrong. But you got to give credit to where credit's due. I would do the same thing with, you know, JFK, LBJ, well, there's a couple of them that have nothing really to add. On the foreign front, Nixon sent resources to Israel, which Prime Minister Golda Meir said that it saved her country. Him sending those resources there saved them from just becoming, you know, part of Palestine at the time. Nixon stepped in to stop a second potential Cuban Missile Crisis by taking a hard-line stance, digging his heels in, and not allowing Russians to have a submarine base in Cuba. Did you know that? Did you do your homework, or you just listen to the party line garbage? Nixon called for the United States to protect its national interests worldwide by enforcing existing treaty commitments. Whoa. Right? I mean, we promised to protect some countries, some smaller countries. They couldn't protect themselves. We didn't want them building up an army. We wanted presence in that area, so we made a deal with them. Is it worth it? In most cases, yes. Nixon participated in talks with the Soviet Union to temper the Cold War, tried to do it through diplomacy. He was the first president to visit China, where he announced a desire to normalize relations. You know, some of you guys that are hardcore right to think we should fight it on every front, we don't have the money, we don't have the resources, human or otherwise, to do this. Some of this you have to try to do through peace and diplomacy. He was the first president to visit China. Think about what that took. Think about what the negativity inside the White House on that one. But it ended up being a major tension reliever in the world. And it reduced Russia's influence across the world, and especially in that region. Nixon's negative numbers throughout his presidency was mainly due to what? The Vietnam War. The one he didn't even start. And it got worse because of Watergate. Now look at that. All those accomplishments are going to be overshadowed by Watergate. It's too bad. Vietnam War, I won't credit him with. He didn't do it, but he got out of there. He got out of it. You know, in politics of old, when politicians and parties were doing questionable things, or as I call them, you know, my world, illegal, They would try to do it on the sly, in the shadows. Now they just do it right in our faces, right? As if to say, hey, what are you going to do about it? And I said it all through the Obama administration's regime hold on us. Who is going to put him in handcuffs? Nobody. Who's going to put any of those people that were there at the time into handcuffs? Absolutely no one. Holder? No. When Lynch came across her? No. No. You know, starting with President Trump's State of the Union address, and now with the Russian investigation debacle, the Democrats are just doing it in the face of America. They see nothing wrong with it. That's why. Because they are the purveyors of truth. They own it all when it comes to truth and moral values and the right way to do things and having the right ideas on every issue. They are the ticket. Now, mark my words, the Democrats have handed the election to the Republicans in 2018. They don't think they have. And their spokesholes are out there, and those who really haven't watched anything, they're screaming, no. That the Republicans are so out of touch that the Dems are going to get it. And I spoke to the average Democrat worker today. I went to a place where there were three or four of them work. They're all Democrats. And I asked them what they thought of shutting down the government. Dumb. I didn't have to ask them twice. They knew who I was. They know what I stand for. They were like, dumb. Dumb move. Makes it hard for us to want to support them. So there's my first point. Think about what we're going to have to play with. You guys shut down the government over illegals. Unless they're going to allow the illegals to vote, how are they going to rectify that? How are you, hardcore American veterans who happen to be Democrats, how are you going to justify pulling the lever for another Democrat who is going to put money into DACA, money into illegals, without paying for your veterans' benefits, while allowing you guys to die in the street every day? I'll finish that up when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
While I whip this out.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's kind of funny. Got to say something. Ain't nothing there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the process. That's really how it works. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I want to get back, because I've only got one segment left to do this. And I want you to hear this. I think it's that important. I want you to hear it. So I said in the earlier segment, if you want to know more about the show, more about me, what have you, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do so much up there. So I was saying earlier, though, that this is Watergate 2. Remember, Nixon was nailed again, and I'm just repeating it for people just coming along. Right? For wiretapping, since that seems to be the word of the day, wiretapping the DNC headquarters, or trying to anyhow. Then when his team got caught, he tried to cover it up. That's what made it bad. That's what made it really bad. Right?
I mean, when Ronald Reagan got caught later on with that whole, Contra Costa affair where he was giving guns to rebels we're not supposed to, and he found a way to get them to him, he didn't resign. When he got caught doing that, he didn't resign. He apologized for it and moved on. Do you know what I mean? You deal with it. You hit it face on. I thought what I was doing was the best for the country. I do believe that. I did it. And it either fell flat in his face or it worked out. Right? Now, again, starting with President Trump's State of the Union, after seeing everything that went down that night, I'm going to say what I said. The Republicans are going to hold their seats. They may even gain a couple in the Senate. Because how can you shut down the government over DACA? How can you allow your vets to be dying in the streets, not be able to get their appointments, not be able to get the medical treatment they need? But you're going to shut down. You won't shut down the government for that, but you'll shut them down for the DACA kids. And Americans, it seemed, when you got into it, by a large margin, blamed the Democrats because they said they want Americans taken care of first. Americans want you to take care of Americans first. Then you can be generous with our resources. But until we take care of our own, you don't take care of them. It's hilarious. Now, they'll tell you on the left, no, Americans want DACA taken care of. Yes, they do. They want DACA dealt with. They want immigration fixed. But the idea of trying to get us to believe that immigration fixes no borders is wrong. You know, every Democrat's reading off the same talking points. Every one of them says the same thing. Well, building a wall won't work. Well, then why did you vote for it and vote to fund it at one point in time? I mean, were you just dumb? Have you now become more enlightened? I don't understand. The second issue is Russia, 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 right? I mean, polls show that Americans are not concerned with Russia, Russia, Russia. Yes, they want to know if our elections were tampered with. They want to know if the Russians actually broke into the machines and allowed the wrong person to win. But what a bunch of hypocrites about who colluded with Russia. When we'll do this later on in the show. But what we heard tonight about a Democratic Senator, Mark Warner, who actually, now they have his tweets to prove, text messages, that he actually was trying to get information and colluding with the Russians. So you won't hear anything about that on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG, HIJK. You won't hear it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It makes me nuts to know that they know. They still that much out of touch with mainstream America? They know that America, this Russia thing isn't as big a deal as they like you to believe it is. It actually keeps your attention off some of the other things going on around them. So they don't want the government shut down. They don't want our vets suffering. They want American families taken care of first. They want regular common sense issues dealt with. But the Democrats keep ignoring the people. They keep ignoring them. So that's why I believe we're going to keep the House and Senate. We'll add more seats to the Senate. I don't know. We may lose a couple seats in the House. I don't know. There's 36 people up or are not running again. You figure it out. These people, American people, want more jobs, tax laws shored up. They want real long-term budgets. Democrats sat on their hands during the State of the Union address. We saw a couple of legislators that wanted to get up. And between Pelosi and Schumer, I don't know, they must have really strong eyes, little beams that shoot out of their eyes. They sat on their hands. Rather than applaud a 12-year-old boy who raised money to buy flags and put them up on veteran cemeteries all by himself, and to encourage others to do the same, they refused to applaud the child because Trump introduced him. Democrats brought illegal aliens to the speech, but but couldn't be bothered to invite and fill seats with veterans. They wouldn't stand for the national anthem item. They couldn't applaud and support our national motto, God We Trust. All that's further proof that they're out of touch with the American people. So if you want to get back to Watergate, I do. Nixon wiretap tried to cover up the event. That's why he faced impeachment. Obama, Clinton, Holder, and Lynch did far worse, and Democrats defended them. And they deflected the issues, right? Obama, the FBI, DOJ lied to a FISA agent, yes. Knowingly omitting information and testimony is considered a lie. They did that to obtain a wiretap on then-candidate Trump's team at the Trump Towers, other involved in his election committee, and somehow Watergate's worse. Second, lying to the FBI or any law enforcement agency is in an investigation is a felony. And let me prove that. That's not just Joe talking, right? So in the United States Code, I think it's Article 18, Section 1001, makes it a federal crime for anyone who in any matter within the jurisdiction of the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government of the United States knowingly and willfully makes any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation. Now, if you're on the left listening to the show, are you really going to tell me that that didn't happen? Are you that thick or that stubborn? The same statute has been used to convict and imprison Rod Blagojevich, Scooter Libby, Bernie Madoff, Martha Stewart, Jeffrey Skilling, and that's just to name a few of them. Hillary Clinton lied about her knowledge on the email server and the classified information, but according to the former FBI director, James Comey, well, she didn't do it on purpose. Right? Can you imagine speeding down the road, cop pulls you over and say, yo, I know you have to give me a ticket, but you can't because I didn't do it on purpose. Okay, that's my Comey defense. Really, I wasn't planning on speeding. It just happened. This would be great, except that James Comey lied to the investigative committee several times, as well as during his testimony. He knew that he and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch had decided not to prosecute Mrs. Clinton even before they completed the investigation or even talked to her. And I'm sure that Mr. Obama exerted no influence on the outcome, right? If Michael Flynn, former National Security Advisor under Trump, goes to jail for lying to the FBI, then you know who needs to be right behind him? Yeah, you know it. Obama, Clinton, Lynch, they need to go with him. Holder. It has come through testimony that the IRS was weaponized against conservative groups. Tell me the Obama administration knew nothing about that, because it's not true. Susan Rice, former National Security Advisor at Obama, asked for the unmasking of American citizens. But since when is the White House an intelligence information gathering service? It's not. It's supposed to reach out to the FBI, DOJ, and such, and get the information they need. Obama's Justice Department secretly obtained phone records of several reporters, editors, and journals. It ended up over 100 media people's incoming and outgoing calls were traced. Did we really have that many spies in media? Look, the piece is posted up on my website. You got to go read it to finish it off. I go through the piles of cash paid. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. And then they gave him a dossier filled with fake information. They all knew it. And what's happening? Nothing. Nothing to speak of. Nixon is a Boy Scout next to Obama, Clinton, Holder, and Lynch. Got their own little mafia going. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time spending with me. If you're hanging out with us, I got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.